almost as large as butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had any. You never have any? Never even heard of them until I started asking people about them.
Uh-huh.
Do they taste just like butter beans?
Not exactly, almost.
Uh-huh.
But they really are good.
I bet they are. I like butter beans anyway.
Yes, I do too, so I like the butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip greens or beet tops.
Right. what do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasting ears. Roasting ears.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Chipmunk.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
It's a polecat. Or skunk. They get
Well, now, is there a difference between a polecat and a skunk?
I don't think so. I believe they're the same.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it just hops along the ground, lives near water?
Ground squirrel?
This one can live in the water or out of the water. And sometimes you hear them at night, they go,
a frog?
Yeah.
A frog? A bullfrog, yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you call the same thing if it didn't live in the water, if it lived on land?
Just a frog.
And what would you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise, and sometimes they live up in trees? What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
And what do you call large worms that are used for bait, big fat ones?
Earthworms, no. Cut a lot.
That's all right, you can pop them.
Grub worms. I know how to look. Didn't think of the name.
What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? Long, slender.
I know, I don't want that one. Not fireflies, I know.
These are bigger.
Yeah, I know what they look like. I don't have a look. Just now, I don't think of
okay,
name.
Well, I'll come back to it.
Just don't think the name of it.
What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp, but it doesn't sting, and it builds a nest out of mud?
A dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
He resembles.
Now, if he looks like him, you'd say the boy resembles him. Now, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say the boy
is similar to his father.
All right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
They used to give them the name of a long time ago. They'd call them a granny woman.
Okay, fine.
But that isn't really the name.
What I'm really interested in is these names like granny woman.
Really? Yeah.
And like Russian years instead of Russian years. You know, it's the older ways of saying these things that we're interested in. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?